from the Beasley Broadcast Building, serving the most beautiful people in the South. You, the resident of Tampa Bay, Florida, it's Tampa Bay's Morning Crew.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here.
And
Petey is here. After yesterday, by the way, thank you everybody for the DMs and the texts congratulating me on being in a relationship. Since Lana wanted to talk about it so much yesterday, I have all these texts saying, congrats on being in a relationship now.
You're like, thanks.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what I forgot to ask you yesterday? The most important question. I know you won't want me asking questions, but how does Petey like her?
Likes her quite a bit.
Okay, then she must
Petey's
be good.
Petey's a flirt. Yeah. He's a big-time flirt. And Petey cost me $1,100 yesterday at the vet because he had to get his final treatment for the cancerous thing that he had. And they're like, by the way, I just want to do some chest scans. Make sure everything's good. I'm like, all right, we'll just slap that on the bill. But what are you going to do? They got you by the you-know-what. So, go ahead.
Look at his little face. He's so worth it.
He's absolutely worth it. And, since you were so upset about not meeting her, I thought, well, I'll bring Petey. That'll take your mind off things.
Oh, absolutely. It always cheers me up when Petey's here.
He just kind of wanders the halls. It's hilarious. Beside everybody. Okay, so today we have a lot of drama. We also have one of the funniest breakdowns of the Jimmy Buffett, Jimmy Buffett song, I should say, of 5 o'clock somewhere.
It is so funny.
7:40. Set your alarm. Make sure you come back if you have to do something, because you will crack up and you will never listen to that song the same again in a good way. Okay, I don't want you to think we're going to be ruining it for you. We're not ruining it for you, okay? But it's kind of like the Darius Rucker wagon wheel where the geography of Wagonville didn't make sense to this certain guy on TikTok. But 7:40, we will do that. Okay, Lana drama today at 6:35. Lana goes, I got to think of something. And then I get a text last night going, thought of something. Paul reminded me. Of course he did, because he's living with you, so he sees a lot too.
Yeah,
we could just have him on, I think, sometimes too.
We could.
For sure.
Oh, yeah.
No, please don't.
Live video yesterday. We got a live coverage from a Little League field in Lutz.
Yep.
Remember, this is Kevin's son's first year playing baseball.
Uh-huh.
Dude is raking, hitting the ball, getting base hits the other way. Congratulations, James.
He's doing well. Proud of him. In his second at bat, he did get hit in the hip, though, by the pitcher.
But that dude, he wore it. He didn't rub it. He did nothing. I love it. So I'm so excited for him. And it's funny because you are such a great dad. I want you to take this the right way, Kevin. But Kevin is a nervous Nelly when it comes to this.
I was walking around the park yesterday.
And this is practice.
This was a scrimmage.
Yeah.
I'm losing my mind. My watch told me, I have an Apple Watch. It says, your heart rate is higher than the resting, what you should be having when you're sitting down. I went, okay, problem here.
And like Jake's like, yeah, this is fun. Let's get out. He's like, no pressure. We got him chewing on his fingernails in the stands.
Losing it.
Man. That's just because you're a good dude, though, man. It's so funny, though.
I love it.
I know. Every time he talks to me about it, he's like, wow, I really wanted to do it. I go, hey. He's just having fun.
I know.
You're doing great, dude. You're not pressuring him. It's in your own head. That's great.
It's true.
All right. We got your cruise news coming up, but let's get the day going right now. It is hump day. Tim McGraw, 7500 OBO right now on QYK. Jason Aldean, that's what tequila does on 99.5 QYK.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent news story.
I'm kind of a big deal. People know me.
Who knows that? All right, well, officials at NASA are pushing back the next launch attempt for Artemis 1 again. It's going to be on September 27th now, not the 23rd like originally planned. They also have October 2nd as a potential backup date that is under review. So September 27th now. Still dealing with that fuel leakage. So, yeah, obviously they need to get that fixed before they can.
Yeah, why don't you just let us know when that gets fixed? Uh-huh. We don't need to set a date anymore. Just let us know. No, when that gets fixed, because obviously a giant issue.
Giant.
When it comes to, we got cars at the Miami Dolphins tailgate, blowing up because people leave their barbecues on. I don't want to have a disaster with a rocket here, okay? So take your time, get it, all patched up or whatever you have to do. Obviously, I don't work for NASA.
Then
let us know, and we'll be ready to go. We'll circle on the calendar. It'll be great.
All right, Adam Sandler is coming to Amalie Arena. This is in November. It'll be held on November 6th. Tickets for that event will go on sale this Friday at 10 a.m. They start at just $35.75. I know you guys are huge fans of Adam Sandler. That would be a fun show to go to. And if you're thinking of going into fire rescue, becoming one of our awesome first responders here in the Bay Area, you may want to look into Polk County. Listen to this. They are offering bonuses to fill shortages. They have to get aggressive because they really need some people. Starting at $8,000 just to sign up to newly hired paramedics. And on top of that, they're going to pay for your paramedic school and then give you $2,000 a month for the next 11 months. And JR just left. I mean, this is $8,000 to sign up, paying for your school, and then give you, on top of that, $2,000 for the next 11 months when you're starting. I mean, that's awesome. Now, it takes a special person, obviously, to be a first responder, and it's a lot of work, and you don't get a lot of sleep and stuff. But, man, I love it. That's great. So hats off to Polk County for doing that.
I'm back. Turns out I get hot way too easily. So no, I'm good.
You would never make it. Go follow Paul around for a day. You would never make it,
definitely
man.
Not doing that.
All right, Iron Gwazi at Busch Gardens was just named the best new roller coaster of 2022. It's the tallest roller coaster in North America. It takes you up to a height of 206 feet and reaches speeds of 76 miles an hour, plunging down a 91-degree drop, the fastest and steepest hybrid coaster in the world. Here at Busch Gardens. How awesome is that? All right, rain later today. Looks like we have a 70% chance of rain later this afternoon. It's going to be hot, humid, temperatures back in the 90s, and still keeping our eye on the tropics. We have a disturbance again, nothing yet. It's just a wave, but probably could turn into a depression. We'll keep you posted on that. That's your cruise news.
Thank you. Coming up next, we're playing Secret Celebrity. God lover, Toby Keith, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. We're playing Secret Celebrity right now.
That's right, sending you to the original Krabby Bills in Indian Rocks Beach with a $100 gift card. But tell us first, who is this Secret Celebrity?
As far as, you know, NFL, we love the Steelers. I lived in Pittsburgh for a while. We're huge Steelers fans.
That's right.
All the way.
Yeah, growing up in Pittsburgh, you can't help but be a Pittsburgh sports fan. The Pirates, the Penguins, the Steelers, everybody there loves them. Everybody bleeds black and gold.
Yeah, you know, if this guy came to a Bucks, or these guys came to a Bucks party, you'd be like, you know, you should probably leave.
If they walked into a Bucks party, I'd be speechless.
Right.
Yeah, you know, these guys need to take a road trip down here and watch a Bucks game.
That is true, and because they would definitely be all to themselves if they were going through this and just sitting at a party for a Bucks game.
Yeah, but, I mean, if they took a road trip, it would take them like 10,000 hours to get here.
Well, maybe, but it would be close. But I'd be glad they'd exist if they came down here because we could use the more fans.
Keep going. Well, it'd be great because, you know, there'd be a lot of tequila.
Oh, there's got to be a lot of that.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, a little beer.
What?
A little whiskey.
What?
All right, who is that? It is a duo, 800-992-1099. Who is our secret celebrities? We got Sandy on the phone playing Secret Celebrity with us, 99.5 QYK. Sandy, what part of town are you in right now?
I'm on I-75, headed to work.
I hear you. Hopefully it's a smooth ride. All right, so who's our Secret Celebrities?
As far as, you know, NFL, we love the Steelers. I lived in Pittsburgh for a while. We're huge Steelers fans.
That's right.
All the way.
Yeah, growing up in Pittsburgh, you can't help but be a Pittsburgh sports fan. The Pirates, the Penguins, the Steelers, everybody there loves them. Everybody bleeds black and gold.
Dan and Shay. You know, we're still like him, even though they're Steelers fans, because we usually do beat the Steelers. But you got it right. That means you are getting a $100 gift card to the original Krabby Bills.
That's awesome. Thank you.
You got it. Hang on for me, alrighty?
Will do. Thanks.
All right, well, this is interesting because Lana actually was reminded by her fiancé, Paul, that, yes, you have to tell this story. This definitely would qualify as Lana drama, right, Lana?
That's how it went.
Yeah. Okay, we're going to do it after Dan and Shay, How Not To, on QYK.
You think you got drama? Wait till you hear Lana's drama. It's Lana drama on 99.5 QYK. Lana, what's your drama?
So I'm not really a plant person, and I hate doing landscaping.
Okay.
I don't do it well. I'm not good with plants or any of that kind of stuff. And Paul had, put up some nice landscaping rocks and did a bunch of rock and stuff in some areas. And so, you know, a while ago, we had put some plants in there, and they really didn't make it because I wasn't really taking care of them like I was supposed to. So this project's been sitting. I need to redo it. It's been sitting there months. I mean, just months. But it's just the one thing I just don't want to do. So I've completely, I don't want to do it. I don't like doing it. So, well, finally, I was like, man, this rainy season's going to end pretty soon. I need to get some plants in there because we don't have irrigation at our house. And so I need the natural rain to water your plants. So I finally broke down and I went to Home Depot. I spent like almost $70 on, you know, plants, just, you know, a bunch of different things. So I planted them all. I spent a day. I was drenched in sweat because you know how hot it is. And that's one of the reasons I didn't want to do it. And I was dirty and gross. But after I got done, I was like, you know, this looks pretty good.
An accomplishment.
Like, I'm like, you know, and that's one of the things, you know, when you do landscaping, you're like, you sit back and drink a cold beer and be like, that's a pretty good job. So I was actually pretty proud of myself, and it was a long overdue project that I was really, you know, did not want to do. Well, we've had a lot of rain, and we're getting like ants and stuff in our backyard, like ant piles and stuff.
Yes.
So Paul has this one of those Ryobi sprayers that you slap the battery on, so you don't have to sit there and pump, and it hurts your arm, and you use the sprayer. And we've got different jugs for all the different stuff. So I'm like, well, I'm gonna ant killer. I'm gonna get the ants and start spraying around, and you know, because I don't want my plants to get wrecked and bugs and stuff like that. So I start spraying around and take care of all the ants and all that stuff. I'm like, good, got this. So I'm playing ball with Louie in the backyard, like the next day, and I look and I'm like, what happened to all my plants? Like, what happened to them? I walk over there, they're all dead. Every single one of them, they're all dead. They're brown. They're wilted. I'm like, I was so upset. And come to find out, I realized I did not grab the ant killer on the Ryobi spray. I grabbed the Roundup.
To kill the weeds,
which I was spraying all inside and up and around the plants. And that, what the Roundup is what had killed all of my plants. So I thought it was ant killer, but it was Roundup. And so now I've killed all of my plants. But you guys don't understand how awful this is for me, because I don't want to do this project again. Now I have to do it again.
I don't think Paul wants you to do the project again if you're just killing plants.
I know, but I mean, do you have any idea how much time and money and stress and anxiety? Because you sit there and you look at that every day. You're like, I got to do that project. I got to do that project. Right. And then I went and killed every single one of my plants. $70 down the tube, and because the sprayer, he puts little labels on them that say like ant killer, Roundup.
Are you blaming him?
The label fell off of it, and so I didn't know that it was Roundup. I thought it was the ant killer. So it's 100% Paul's fault.
Oh my God.
Well, if one fell off, what did the other one say?
I didn't look at it right.
Because, you know, you got a 50-50 shot here. And if one's labeled, then by the process of elimination.
I think the snake spray is in the other
good
one.
Good Lord, Ilana. And that's worked.
I'm still spraying for snakes, too, by the way.
Have you seen any since?
Yeah, I saw one the other day.
Okay, Ilana, can we get off the snake thing?
Probably because I was doing landscaping and I was digging up all the dirt. Home.
By the time you get done with all this, it's going to be cheaper than you just hiring a neighbor. Or kid to do it. You just have someone else do it.
I just want to put plastic plants in my planters anyway. Now I'm done. I'm so done with these plants and this landscaping. I'm done. This is
but you
over.
Know it's okay. Again,
I hate
this
it.
One. This will not hit home because I know it won't hit home. But I'm just saying. Do you understand that you're done because you rush things. You rush things to get them done, and you don't take your time with them. And then all of a sudden, it's like, oh, that's right. I should have done it that way. You know what I'm saying? Like when you're in Home Depot, just say, okay, I got a mental checklist. I got to make sure I got this,
says
this,
the guy
and this.
Living in a townhouse and doesn't have to do landscaping.
That's true. And by the way, would you say that's pretty smart?
Absolutely.
Thank you, HOA. Appreciate it. Hey, great transition, by the way, because an article came out about, remember when I had all those AC problems?
Oh, yeah.
I might have got away with something. When it comes to, sorry about the lawn drama, by the way. We're doing a GoFundMe. It's called a Go Plant Me.
Go Plant Me.
It's a Go Plant Me. We'll be starting that up for Lana to get her some flowers or some fake ones. But no, I might have gotten away with something when it came to having my AC repaired. I did not know this. I'm not sure if I still believe this, but I'll tell you what I'm talking about next on QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. All right, remember we talked about it for almost a week, this whole fiasco I had with my AC unit. It was out, and they came out, and then the AC unit company broke it again.
Yeah.
And then they couldn't find the part. And it was 85 degrees in my house. And so one night I stayed at a hotel.
Yep.
Another night I stayed with a friend. And another night I just toughed it through and I was just sweating the whole night. And I had PD with me and I just like, we got to. This is bad. And I had like portable ACs and stuff like that, but my neighbors were nice enough to.
Oh, you put cardboard on.
Oh, yeah. Redneck engineering all the way. That's how I was raised. That's what happens. MacGyver slash redneck engineering. I love it.
It was a lot. Yeah, I remember that.
So, this is interesting. There's a guy in West Palm Beach who has had his air conditioning out and it is not being fixed by his apartment complex. So he's part of an apartment complex that's not being fixed. Well, it just sits there, and he has a six-month-old, granddaughter with him as well, so he's a little worried about that. I don't know if the granddaughter lives there full-time or not, but the apartment complex keeps saying, yeah, we can't find the piece that they need to put in the AC, and they say, we've looked everywhere, but we can't find it, and sorry about it, basically. And he's like, what are you talking about? Like, I pay rent here, like, I have a lease here, I need you guys to fix this, and I feel like at an apartment complex, an AC unit sometimes cools multiple units. I could be wrong about that, but maybe. Anyway, so they're just saying, yeah, it's really, sorry, I can't do anything about it. Well, under Florida law, landlords are not required to provide or maintain air conditioning.
No way.
That's insane, especially Florida law.
What?
That's crazy.
So that's nuts to me.
I mean, you have to have AC in Florida.
Hello, I'm with you on that 100%. Yeah, so this guy has just been burning up trying to get this fixed, which is, it's not cheap to do, obviously.
No.
And my guy, my landlord had to put in a new unit because he had just been basically putting a Band-Aid over it for a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And the AC company said, hey, man, we've been telling him he's got to upgrade it. So then he did upgrade it. And then less than a year later, it then went out. So I was like, all right, this is great. That should have been a sign, by the way. But anyway, so I started going, oh, wait, shoot. Is that, did I get away with something? Because I definitely didn't pay for that maintenance. So I started looking at my lease agreement. And there is an elective maintenance clause in here. Okay. And there's check marks. So there's one that says landlord responsibility or tenant responsibility. So I knew that anything under $200, regardless what it is, $200 fix is on me.
Okay.
So I'm like, that's fine. Okay. But smoke detectors obviously is me.
Mm-hmm.
Couple other things is clean and safe conditions outside, obviously. Garbage removal, all that furniture, that's on me. It's my furniture anyway. Heating and air conditioning filters on me. I'm in a townhome.
Filters. Okay.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing. He has to worry about the running water, which is for the whole building. Cause like I said, it's a townhome. Hot water heaters, lawn, that's an HOA thing, heat, air conditioning, all checked on his side. So I didn't get away with anything, but then I looked at this law. I go, ooh, my, I hope it doesn't change anything if I renew the lease.
Wow.
Thank God he doesn't live in town here and listening to us talk about this right now.
Unless you have it in your lease agreement. The landlord is not technically, by Florida law, he doesn't have to take care of the air conditioning unless it's in the lease agreement.
Yes, Florida law. That's why they're saying now these lease attorneys are saying you have to put that in there. You have to put that in there. You have to maintain it. Now, if you're a homeowner and you're leasing a place, you would want to have, just forget if anybody lived there, you would want to maintain your home if you sell it.
Absolutely,
or anything like that.
Yeah.
Air conditioning is going to be a pretty big sell. I mean, it's a pretty big sell in a car. I feel like it would be a pretty big sell in a house. And so I would think that a landlord would want to maintain that. Now, there are some slum lords that would say, oh, sorry, buddy, you rented it. But with rent going way up, I definitely would be putting that in my clause, being
just
like, hey.
Definitely something to look for. They say that they introduced a bill, though, to make it.
Change it?
To change it so that landlords would have to, take care of an air conditioning. But they're hoping that it'll pass soon because that needs to be the landlord's responsibility. Absolutely. But definitely make sure that's in your lease agreement. Holy cow.
Yeah. I think this is also State Representative Michael Greco, who is not looking for, he didn't do this, but not looking for re-election. I love his quote. He goes, hey, whether you're a climate change denier or not, it's hot in Florida.
Yes, it is.
So hopefully it's will do something different because, like I said, you want to maintain your investment, which is your home.
Right.
And also you want people to want to rent your home. I don't think anybody's renting a home in Florida saying, oh, whatever, if the AC goes out, we'll just kind of hang out.
No, not in Florida.
I don't care how close you live to the water. It is hot.
Man.
So that was a very interesting thing to me, but thank God I looked at my lease and said, oh, thank you.
Thank goodness. But you also, had hats off to your landlord. You have a good landlord because they finally did fix it. It took a little bit longer.
We're going to move on from that comment because there's a few other issues we could go over. But yes, I'm glad I have AC. That is definitely one thing. There's a few other things we could talk about that we won't go over. But anyway, all right. So definitely, if you're renting a place, like Lana said, make sure that is in your lease. All right, coming up next, we have your car line fun fact. After Cole Swindell, she had me at Heads Carolina on QYK.
Well, it's a car line fun fact.
Woo! Elton John's version of Candle in the Wind in memory of Princess Diana is the second best-selling single in history.
Really?
Second best in history. He has only performed that song once in public, and that was at her funeral.
Wow.
He's only ever performed that song once. Now, the question is, Kevin?
What's number one?
What's the number one best-selling single?
Yeah. You got to repay her on these things.
I know, I got to do it. I'm not used to it. What's number one, Lana?
What is number one, the best-selling single of all time? Bing Crosby's White Christmas.
Oh, gotta be. Yeah, that's a great one.
But it's crazy, though, that Elton John's Candle in the Wind.
Yeah.
So, you know, obviously everybody's watching television and watching the Queen's funeral and whatnot. I mean, it's such a big, big event.
Well, the Princess Di was insane.
Oh, absolutely.
I remember where I was type of thing. That was
I know, and, you know, I'm sure you've heard on the news these people are waiting 30 hours and standing in lines of 9 miles to pay their respects to the Queen.
Crazy.
I mean, it's massive, so. So, anyway, one more moving on. This is a completely different subject. Howard Hughes, he bought a casino in Nevada back in 1968. He paid $5.4 million for that casino just because he wanted to take the neon sign down because it annoyed him and it was shining in his window. He paid $5.4 million.
Just to take a neon sign down.
You know what money. That's what that's called. Oh, my gosh.
Unbelievable.
I like that.
Wow. That's your Carline fun fact.
All right. Very nice. Coming up, Brand New 715, second date update. Remember, we got Luke Combs tickets at 825 and your Universal Halloween Horror Nights tickets at 740. Here's FGL. Hold
on. It's Tampa Bay's morning crew. Oh. Second date update.
Rubenstein Lodge. Second date update. Hey, Steven, how are you?
I'm doing all right. How you doing?
We're doing good, man. You mentioned this girl, Brianna, in your email to us, QYKSecondDateUpdate@gmail.com. I want to hear about her. Tell us about her. What'd you guys do? Where are things at now?
Man, we met on Bumble, like a lot of people do, and both love Italian food, so we went to Maggiano's.
Good place.
Beautiful.
And the garlic bread there is unstoppable.
But, agreed.
And then, honestly, I mean, the date went great. She showed up. She had these heels on. I mean, they were incredible.
Wow. Nice you noticed.
First date, high heels, A+. Right?
Okay.
So, we had great pasta dishes, and we had all kinds of appetizers.
Okay.
I was feeling it. She was feeling it. Her mom is a teacher. My mom is a teacher. We both have moms that are teachers. I mean, what's the likelihood of that? You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. My mom's a teacher. But hey, it's becoming more and more likely. But anyway, no, so that's cool that you guys matched on that level. What are some other things you guys had in common?
Let's see. I like the beach. She loves the beach.
Anybody else like the beach here?
I love the beach.
We're on there with you. Keep going. I'm kidding. I'm sorry, Steven. Go ahead. Sorry, dude.
Okay. We both have dreams of living by the beach one day when we retire.
Okay.
I like that.
Yeah.
A lot of similarities.
Okay. Now, besides those similarities, did you feel like you guys talked about anything, you know, more in depth? And was that conversation something that you felt like she was into?
Yeah. We talked about our futures and our goals of maybe one day starting a family. I mean, it was a pretty awesome date. We talked about a lot of great stuff.
Okay.
And the date came to a close, and I asked her if she'd be down to chill again, and she said, yeah. And then I called her once, no response, and then I texted her maybe 4 or 5 days later, no response. So I'm just really curious what's going on here.
Well, before you got to texting her, like, after the date, what was the vibe like when the date ended?
It was a little blurry. It was just like, I couldn't make out if she was in a good place about our date or not.
All right. Well, there's one sign.
Well, you know, it seems like she was very open on the date because you found out a lot of information or information about her. So something that happened on the date, maybe.
Right. Well, now I'm curious, Stephen, because you sound like a funny guy, to be honest with you. Let's do this. We're going to try to call Brianna for you. You're cool with whatever she has to say, though, right? There's nothing that we're going to be surprised by?
Nah.
All right. Well, if you're confident, we will make the call for you. Can you hang on?
Sure.
All right. We will do that next. Also, Universal Tickets, 740. We want to hook you up. Hang on. All right. Make sure you're signed up for that Club QIK. Just go to 995QIK.com. Sign up for Club QIK because you will get that pre-sale code tomorrow. That email goes out tomorrow for the pre-sale code for Luke Combs tickets. Okay. And we got some coming up for you at 825. But right now, we're in the middle of a 715 second date update. Steven, interesting cat. I like him, though. He went on a date with Brianna. They went to Maggiano's. Sound like a great date.
Yep. Yeah. One thing I noticed is that he said something about her shoes. He's like, a girl that's wearing high heels, I know it's going to be a great date. And I was like, oh,
well, there
okay.
You go. Would you like that if someone noticed your shoes? Is that a big compliment?
I think it's a lot for a guy to notice your shoes.
Is that a good thing?
Yeah.
Very cool. We're going to try to call Brianna right now because she's kind of disappeared. Let's give her a call.
Hello.
Hi, is this Brianna?
Yes, this is she.
Hey, Brianna. Random phone call, I know, but this is actually JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at QYK. How you doing?
Oh, I thought you were a spam call. I'm a bad
kind of spam, I guess.
I'm on the radio.
Well, is it okay if we talk to you on the radio? I got to get your permission. Is it okay if we talk to you?
Well, yeah, I hope it's a good thing.
Well, I think you might like to hear what this guy that you went on a date with had to say about you. We're talking about Steven. You guys went to Maggiano's. He said you were absolutely stunning. He thought you guys had a lot in common. I guess both of your moms are teachers, and you guys have a lot of the same goals when it comes to your futures. He thought all things were a go for a second date. He did say that he kind of got a weird vibe at the end of the date from you, but we just kind of want to know what happened. Like, why are you not getting back to the guy who is absolutely, I guess, really, really, really into you?
I don't know if I want to out this dude on the radio, but if...
Well, Brianna, let me just tell you this. I asked him, are you cool with whatever she has to say? And he said yes. So...
Okay.
Let her rip.
All right. Well, we were having a fantastic day. Everything was good. And he kept telling me over and over again that I have great feet.
Oh, like, you mentioned your shoes to us, too. You had some pretty nice shoes on.
I'm not surprised. I mean, this dude is... really creeped me out. He went on and on about the feet. I mean, it wasn't just once. I mean, several times at least, you know? And then he kind of goes into it again and again and again. And I'm like, what is with my feet, man? So then he starts going into these, like, websites I don't even really know about. And he said I can make a whole lot of money by putting pictures of my feet on the website, like, for men to look at. Like, I was just like, what? You know, like, the fact that you think I'm the kind of girl that shows that my feet to random people shows that you didn't even hear a thing I said on the date. And the fact that it came to mind makes me think that he's done it in the past.
Yeah.
You know?
Now I'm grossed out and creeped out.
Yeah, I mean, I can understand later on, haha, joking, but on a first date, and, like, it's like instead of listening to me, he kept deflecting it onto my feet.
What did you say to him?
I was just like, look, I got to get home, you know. He was like, can I walk in the car? And I was like, no, I can walk myself. Apparently, yeah. I have good enough feet. But thank you very much.
These boots are made for walking.
Right. I can walk myself to my car, you know, but thank you. I don't want you looking at the feet on the way. You're creeping me out, man. And I didn't, like, go too much into it because, it was one date and whatever, you know. And I had to go and think about it because it threw me for a loop.
Oh, I wouldn't go out with him again. Mm-mm.
All right, well, listen, Brianna, that would obviously be very creepy. I'm hoping he didn't try to take a picture of your feet. That would be even worse.
Oh, my gosh. I hope he didn't, like, under the table.
Sorry, I didn't even put that in your head. But all right, let's do this. We actually have Steven on the phone with us. I want to bring him back on. Steven.
I mean, look, she's got a really great asset, and I wanted her to know how amazing it is. That was my goal, was just to let her feel beautiful about her feet.
Why would you say something like that, though?
I mean, it's not like it's nudity. It's you guys are freaking out over nothing. I mean, she was wearing something that was showcasing it, you know? It wasn't like I was talking about, you know...
Yeah, I got you. All right.
Dude, look, one compliment is enough. You wouldn't let it go. It got creepy, man.
Well, I mean, look, times are tough. People, like, making extra money, and we were talking about our futures, and, you know, if we're talking about where we want to live one day, well, we can also talk about how we make enough money to do that.
Right, but you clearly didn't understand that I've got I'm a highly educated individual, and I don't need to put my feet on the radio. You're sorely mistaken. I mean, now you're putting me on the radio, and you're embarrassing yourself because you have some kind of weird foot fetish, and I don't do crazy, man. Like,
yeah, Steven, not to go too far into this, but are you someone who has checked out some of these photos in the past?
Sure.
Thought so.
I don't get that at all.
You know, everyone's different, and I just figured, I mean, that's just one area of
Well, what if somebody proposed this to you, Steven? Like, wouldn't you feel weird about that?
No, I wouldn't.
Brianna, keep running.
On those feet.
Exactly. I mean, look, what happens if, you know, we're into each other, we have a future, and I lose a toe, or get peripheral neuropathy or something? and you know what I mean? Are you going to not like me anymore?
All right, now we're going down a completely different lane. Let me just ask you, Brianna, this is pretty cut and dry, but are you saying that this is a deal breaker for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Listen, this is not my thing. I'm good.
All right.
Good luck to you, Steven, but no thank you.
All right.
I'm so sorry.
Oh.
Well, Steven, now you know why she wasn't getting back to you. That is a weird proposition to say to someone on a first date, but now you know. Brianna, thank you for your time. Steven, thank you for your time. Good luck to you guys.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you so much. All right. Have a great day.
All right, you too.
Do you blame her?
What is happening is what I want to say. I mean, really, dude? You're saying, hey, man, you can make a lot of money on those feet, huh?
That's just weird. Creepy. It's creepy. No, I don't. I mean, no one is going to side with him on this.
Come on now. I just sit here and I go, did that just happen? All right, 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. I got to hear what you think about this, all right? Hit us up right now, though. Blake Shelton on QIK. And I got to go take a shower. Jeez.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
All right, so Brianna and Steven not going back out. The reason is they had dinner, and Steven said, oh, my gosh, you got great feet. You can make a lot of money by putting that out on the internet or on websites. And she goes, that's disgusting. I feel uncomfortable by you saying that, and that freaks me out, and I do not want to go out with you again because that's just a weird thing to say. She goes, I don't need to make my money that way. That's what Brianna had to say.
Right.
Steven goes, I was just trying to help you out. I know times are tough, and I thought this might help. All right, so we want to get your reactions right now. We got Teresa on the phone. Teresa, what do you think about this?
The foot fetish man, he's cool. I do foot fetish videos all the time.
I'm sorry, what?
Yes, you heard her.
The foot fetish guy, I do foot fetish videos, so I think it's great.
What's How much money do you get for that?
$200 for 30 minutes.
What?
Well, yep. That is definitely the call of the day. Right there. Teresa. All right. Very nice, Teresa. Well, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Yep, you too.
Hold on here just a second.
Yeah, I think we've got to move on from that. Michelle in Plant City. What's up, Michelle?
Hi. Good morning, JR and Lana. I just have to say that I'm not necessarily on his side that he has a foot fetish, but I think that she's looking at it all wrong. I've been told many times that I have nice feet. And you know what? You are guaranteed to get all the foot massages you can handle. They will buy you foot jewelry. And people are hand models. Why can't they be foot models? I know more men that have foot fetishes than don't.
We're learning a lot about Tampa Bay today.
Yes. I say get those foot massages.
All right, Michelle. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
I'm speechless.
We got Paula in Tampa right now. What's up, Paula?
Hey, good morning, JR and Lana.
Hi, I can't wait to hear what you have to say about this.
Okay, you're going to be surprised.
I don't think I am after the last two calls we got, but go ahead.
Okay, so I'm a person who, I don't have a foot fetish.
Okay.
I just like to see people's feet.
You do.
Yes, I do. I want to see what your feet look like. I don't want to touch them. I don't want any interaction with them. I just want to see what they look like.
All right.
They're pretty. I'm going to say they're pretty feet.
Okay, can I ask you a question and honestly answer me? Have you ever watched videos on YouTube of people's feet?
I have never YouTube video on anybody's feet, but here's the thing. I posted a pedicure 2 weeks ago on Facebook, and a friend of mine told me, you need to put your feet on Feet Finder. Girlfriend, I put my foot on Feet Finder for $5.
Writing it down?
Wait, there's a thing called Feet Finder?
And somebody bought a picture of one of my feet.
For how much?
$5.
So we're talking about both feet, at least 10, right?
I went right back on that site up that price. That price is $25 now.
Oh, my gosh.
What is happening?
Paula is jacking prices. You got to think inflation. I get it.
Hey, guess what? I'm going to get a pedicure today, and you're going to see some new feet pictures this week.
All right. Okay. Well, I appreciate you calling, Paula. You have a great day.
Find Steven on Instagram, and he might pay you some money for that. Okay.
You want a guy's perspective?
Yes, Lex.
Okay, let's do it. Justin in St. Pete, where are you at on this?
So, I can understand a foot fetish, but there's a time and a place with a partner to be in tune with those feelings.
Boom.
So, and it's not the first date.
I agree. I agree with you.
I figured I'd call, provide some input. I just listened to that update, and the time and place is not the first date, and you have to be in tune with your partner. And
All right. Well, I appreciate you calling, Justin. Thanks, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys.
Justin kind of sounds like maybe this might be something he does.
Well, he just says if you're going to talk about something like that and talk about what you're into, just don't do something like that on a first date.
All right. Well, I just got a text from one of our listeners, and it says, Steven is right. You can make a lot of money selling feet pics. I make $2,000 a month selling pictures of my feet. There's no picture of my face, and my real name is not on the site, so...
Lana's unlacing her shoes as we speak. Unbelievable.
$2,000.
I mean, make your money. I ain't hating on anybody for making money, but I'm just saying, I had no idea that that was going on.
Is that something like you check out on a girl?
I had no idea that was going on, and no, that's not what I check out.
This new woman in your life.
This new woman in your life.
Checking out her feet?
Nice to meet you. Can you kick your shoes off? No, I do not do that. Oh, man. To each their own, I guess. I mean, that is the ultimate to each their own right there. Boom.
There you go.
Would you ever do it?
Put pictures on my feet for $2,000 a month? Absolutely.
Should we do it? Should we try it with your foot?
My feet are not pretty.
Well.
I have super long, skinny toes.
Let's let the people decide, Lana. <That's
nice. laughs> Can we do my shoes yesterday? Can you leave my body parts alone?
All right. Hey, how about this? Halloween Horror Nights. Universal tickets right now. 800-992-1099. Caller 9, you're going. All right, we got Rich in Wesley Chapel. Rich, have you ever been to Universal's Halloween Horror Nights?
Long time ago.
Long time ago. All right, you're going this year. Congratulations.
Yeah. Heck yeah, appreciate it.
Yeah, man, who are you taking with you?
Probably the wife. I do have a kid in the car that's looking at me funny, so.
Keep it on the DL, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
All right, man, we'll get you hooked up. Hang on for me, right?
Thank you, sir.
All right, more of those tickets coming up for you after 4 o'clock. Lana, we talked about this off the air, but this is great. This is the greatest breakdown of a song ever.
Yes.
And it happens to be one of our favorite songs, 5 o'clock somewhere, right?
We all know this song, but you're never going to listen to it the same again after you hear this guy explain it.
But in a great way.
It's so funny.
All right, it's next after Luke Combs, Better Together on QYK. Luke Combs, Better Together, those tickets for you coming up at 8:25 to see him July 8th at Ray J. All right, so this is a hilarious comedian that I've known about for a little bit, but I had never seen him do this particular bit. And he's talking about, he's a country music fan, and he's talking about the song It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. We know this song.
It's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
Great song. Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett on there as well. Well, this comedian's name is Dusty Slay. Dusty Slay has broken this down. He goes, I have some issues with this song. I love this song, but when you kind of listen to it more and more, there's some things that kind of maybe don't add up or maybe are a little suspicious about this. Here's how he starts this off.
Oh, I like that country song, It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere. You know that song? The song that justifies drinking any time of the day? It only works for drinking, though. You can't show up late for work and be like, hey, 9 o'clock somewhere. Be nice if that did work, though. If your boss is like, well, I can't argue with that logic. Hell, get in here.
All right. So then he goes on because you hear Alan Jackson go, it's only 12:30, but I don't care. He's got a problem with that as well.
There's a line in the chorus where he says this. He goes, it's only 12:30, but I don't care. It's 5:00 somewhere. But that's not true. You know what I mean? It may be 5:30 somewhere. That's not how that works, Alan Jackson.
So I love that. Then he goes on to say, you know, there may be a bigger issue going on here with Alan Jackson, the guy he's talking about in the song.
If you listen to it one time, you think, hey, this is a hardworking guy. When he gets off work, he just wants a drink. But if you listen to it several times, like I have, start to realize this guy's an alcoholic. He's creating a lot of his own problems. Like the song starts off, he's like, the sun is hot and that old clock is moving slow. So am I, right? So right away, hungover at work.
That's great.
All right, so he says he's just going to leave at lunchtime, right? In the song?
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Dusty says this.
Then he says, I haven't had a day off now in over a year. It's like, well, maybe you didn't leave every day at lunch. We might not need you on the weekends.
That's great.
Then, you know, he talks about, you know, if the boss calls, just let him know that I've sailed away. Okay, well,
yeah,
that's another thing that doesn't really make sense.
And he says, if the phone's for me, you can tell him I just sailed away. It's like, well, you're in a bar right now. The phone's for you. It's probably your boss. That's what you want me to tell him? You just sailed away? You don't want me to be like, I don't know, haven't seen him? You're like, nah, I don't know what happened. He was just sitting here, and all of a sudden, he just sailed away. Yeah, this is still a bar. Nah, there ain't no boats in here.
He says, you know what? We think the hurricane drinks are kicking in a little bit too much for this guy in the song because, well, something then really strange happens.
He goes, at a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do? And not a weird question, I guess, but weird that Jimmy Buffett answers it. Has Jimmy Buffett been there the whole time? Jimmy Buffett just pops up. Funny you should ask, Alan. Jimmy Buffett tells him to keep drinking. But that's really what the kind of advice you want from Jimmy Buffett, you know? You got a real drinking problem. If Jimmy Buffett pops up and goes, you know what? You should probably shut it down.
This is a fantastic stand-up. Again, his name is Dusty Slay. I hope he comes through good. Tampa soon because he is an hilarious comedian. But breaking that whole song down, and it goes on from there.
We just gave
you some clips of it, but he goes on. The way he wraps it up is insane to me, and it's so funny.
Yeah, it's like 9 minutes long, but I tell you what, it is worth the watch. We've got it up on our Facebook and online at 995QYK.com. You have to watch this and share it with anybody who's just a huge fan of that song because you will literally never hear that song the same again.
We're going to test that theory out right now. Well done, Dusty Slay. Gotta give him props. Well done. All right, coming up 8:10 Music Minute, and like I said, 8:25 Luke Combs tickets.
Now it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute
on 99.5 QYK.
Well, last night it was the ACM Honors, and I'll tell you what, everybody is talking about this show. If you missed it, we've got some of the really great highlights. The country artists that were honored last night were Miranda Lambert, Chris Stapleton, and Shania Twain, and Morgan Wallen. Miranda Lambert, this was obviously hosted by Carly Pearce. I actually went down last month, but we finally got a chance to see it at the Ryman last night. Miranda Lambert, she won the ACM Triple Crown Award, and here is her talking about that.
I came to Nashville when I was 15 to watch Fanfare when it was at the fairgrounds. I came to observe and to learn, and I'm still doing that, and I hope that I'm part of the next generation's observing and learning. And
a lot of the artists were performing some of her songs, like Little Big Town. They performed The House That Built Me.
If I could just come in, I swear I'll leave. Won't take nothing but a memory from the house that built me.
And Brooks and Dunn, they got on stage to sing her song, Kerosene.
Trade the truth and fall.
Chris Stapleton was honored last night as well, and he picked up the Spirit Award.
Man, Vince, long before it was a cool thing to do, he would bring me
to play things off the hall. He would get me in songwriter rounds with people I had no business being in songwriter rounds with. James Taylor and Joe Walsh and just crazy people, you know.
And Eric Church actually presented Morgan Wallen with the Milestone Award.
Me and God, we've had some interesting do-si-dos, I guess you'd say. That definitely wasn't in my speech originally.
Do-si-dos. And even Hardy, his good friend, accepted the Songwriter of the Year award last night. So that is big deal. But the one performance I think a lot of people are talking about, you know, Shania Twain was also there last night. They were honoring her. And Avril Lavigne, you remember Avril Lavigne?
Oh, absolutely.
So she honored her last night by singing one of her songs, No One Needs to Know. She was wearing this, like, rocked out leopard, like, outfit. And she was amazing. I'm gonna keep it a secret for now. I want the bell to ring, a choir to sing, the white dress, just a cake, the car to hold on a thing. No one needs to know right now.
Well, you might be saying, hey, why would Avril be there? Well, they're both Canadian. Shania Twain, Canadian. Avril, Canadian. I mean, do we have Avril coming into country? I mean, she has an amazing voice. She could probably switch up some of her songs. I mean, Kevin and I are big fans. It's like, he was a skater boy.
She said, see you later, boy.
He wasn't good enough for her.
She had a pretty face.
But her head was up in space.
She needed to come back down to Earth.
That drops Friday.
Wow.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, everybody.
Man, she really needs to get back into this. I know she was out for a long time because she has Lyme disease.
Right.
And so that put her out for a while, but now it looks like she's getting back into singing, and good to see. Yeah,
she has a new album out for pop now.
Plus, she's not married to lead singer of Nickelback anymore either, so.
Look at this photo. This is how you remind me. I can do anything. You just let me know. Lana. I'm here for you.
Oh, well, thank you so much for that. That is your Music Minute.
All right. Thank you so much. Really? Is it really? Thank you so much.
Bust out Nickelback?
Yeah. For anybody. Anybody. Anything you need. All right. All right. Coming up next, we have your Luke Combs tickets, and I am done singing for the day. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK. It's time for you to play. Where in the world is Luke Combs? Caller 9, you're playing with us. We are going to describe a place in the world, and you got to tell us where Luke Combs is, since he's going on a world tour. Caller 9, 800-992-1099. Good luck.
Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more, no more, no more.
Yeah. Jessica in Bradenton right now. Jessica, how are you?
I'm great.
Jessica, here is how the game works. It's called Where in the World is Luke Combs? I am going to describe a place in the world, and then you got to tell me where that is. I will give you multiple choice. Does that make sense?
Okay.
All right. So if Luke Combs were to visit this place, he might need to keep his boots on and maybe a pistol in his holster. At this place, cowboys are taking care of the cattle and the land. There is family drama and scandals, but no one crosses Dad. Where is Luke Combs? Dunton Ranch in Yellowstone, Dallas, Texas, or Valley Ranch Dressing?
Yellowstone?
Dunton Ranch in Yellowstone would be correct.
Yay! Yay!
Well done. All right, here we go. Next one. If Luke Combs were visiting this place, he would have to take a long plane ride over the Atlantic. This famous attraction once was the world's tallest structure. It is a symbol of romance and love and is a busy place on Valentine's Day. Superman saved Lois Lane when the elevator broke in it. Where is Luke Combs? The Empire State Building, Eiffel Tower, or the Shanghai Tower?
The first one?
You're going to say he's at the Empire State Building.
Yes.
That is incorrect. Oh. It is not that. It's actually the Eiffel Tower. He took a trip over the Atlantic, but I guess you could say if he was coming back to the States, it'd be over the Atlantic as well. But no, it is the Eiffel Tower. We're going on to one more. You ready? Got to get this one for the win.
Okay.
This place that Luke Combs is visiting took over 400 workers and almost 20 years to complete. It was construction to lure tourists to this place. Because there is no other reason you would want to visit this place. Come on, Lana. Now it attracts almost 3 million people a year. So it worked. All these people are coming to see the side of a mountain that features sculptures of those found on the American currency? $1, $2, and $5 bill. Is it Grand Teton? Is it Grand Teton? Blue Ridge Mountain? Or Mount Rushmore?
Rushmore?
There you go! Yay! Mount Rushmore! Very nice. All right, listen, you're going to Luke Combs July 8th.
Thank you so much.
You got it, Jessica. Nice. Hang on for me. Well, more of those tickets and more of those questions from Lana tomorrow at 8:25. Yes. Well done, Lana.
Thank you.
By the way, that's awesome. All right. So, and by the way, more tickets for Luke Combs this afternoon at after 5 o'clock with Travis. All right. Coming up, if you're a Starbucks drinker, you're going to want to hear this because there is a recall on one of their drinks and it happens to be here in Florida. I will tell you about it in two songs. Luke Bryan right here and Jordan Davis's new one next on QIK. Favorite song on the radio right there. Jordan Davis, What My World Spins Around, 99.5 QYK. All right, so if you enjoy Starbucks, there is one particular drink that you're going to want to look out for because there is a voluntary recall on them. It is the Starbucks Vanilla Espresso Triple Shot. They are packaged in 15-ounce bottles, and they could be contaminated with metal fragments.
Oh.
That's not good.
No.
According to the FDA. Now, Pepsi Co. Incorporated, the manufacturer company that makes the drink, initiated the recall on August 15th. It is ongoing, and it is issued to the following states: Arkansas, Arizona, Florida, Illinois, Indiana, Oklahoma, and Texas. Metal fragments inside the Starbucks Vanilla Espresso Triple Shot. That's not good.
No, that's not good.
It's not good at all.
I mean, that's always really scary because you, I mean, come on, with metal fragments and people drink those all the time.
Absolutely. Yeah.
To get you going and, you know, having metal in your body, not the greatest thing to do.
Mm-mm.
So be on the lookout for that one to let you know because I know a lot of people that drink those. And I want to say it one more time because they put out a lot of drinks. It's the Starbucks Vanilla Espresso Triple Shot. And they come in the 15-ounce bottles and the FDA is giving you a voluntary recall because it may have metal fragments in it.
All right.
All right. Be on the lookout for that. We're taking a break. Coming back with Trending in Tampa Bay. It's 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on. Well, we talked about this earlier, and speaking of somewhere on a beach, this is crazy. This guy in West Palm is struggling because his AC is broken.
Ouch.
And you remember I went through all this, right?
Yeah.
It was like a week-long process.
It was awful.
6 months prior to that, you know, the AC wasn't working at all. It was just blowing hot air, so they put a new system in, and then 6 months later, it broke.
Well, and for those of you that don't know, JR rents his place, so he's got to kind of count on his landlord to get that fixed. But you had to stay at a friend's house. You stayed at a hotel one night. You and Petey sweated it out, but
oh, man.
It was bad.
Well, listen to this. This guy in West Palm cannot get his apartment complex to fix his AC. Which is interesting to me. They tell him that they can't find a piece that they need to put in the AC. And they say, seriously, we've looked everywhere. We can't find it. Sorry. Then.
Sorry.
Then they pull out this on him. They go, actually, under Florida law, landlords are not required to provide or maintain air conditioning.
That just seems insane, though.
Absolutely.
It is.
I mean, how could that be a law?
Well, the other thing is, we were talking about this earlier, is you want people to rent your place. You also want your house value to stay where it's at. And like you just said, Florida, who's renting a place with no AC?
Nobody.
Agreed.
I mean, how could you live that way?
Yeah.
If you are doing that, man, I'm sorry. I mean, that's crazy. But also, you know, if you talk about your house value, if you're just, you know, as a landlord and you're looking to sell your home, no one's buying a home that, I mean, especially with housing prices, that doesn't have AC.
No!
So, you know, State Representative Michael Greco, he says, we got to do something about this. We got to change this. He is not running for re-election, so he's hoping that somebody will do it. Pass the buck. That's all right. Not on him. But when he learned about this, he said, I don't care if you're a climate change denier or not. It's still Florida.
It's hot.
You got to do this. So I started thinking to myself, did I get away
you
with something?
You got lucky.
But I looked at my lease agreement this morning. And this is something they are encouraging you to do, obviously, to look at your lease agreement. But make sure this clause is in there, is that the AC is required to be, or is covered, like you said, by the landlord, which mine is. It has like check marks of what's the landlord's responsibility and what's the tenant's. You know, mine is to change the air filter on the AC, his is to make sure, you know, the heating and AC works, you know, the hot water heater, all of that is in there, and the lawn care, because it's a, like you said, a townhome where it's an HOA situation going on there. So that is actually in my lease, which was kind of interesting because you would think it's a given.
Is it, yeah, no, I don't think a lot of people are checking rental leases and looking to see if they are responsible for the AC. But
you know, I mean, an apartment complex? No. Usually those are not privately owned. They're by like a bigger company.
Right.
And it, that's insane to me.
Yeah.
So this guy's fighting it, and he's taking him to court trying to get this figured out. And
they're also trying to change the law in Florida where the landlord would be in charge and responsible for that. But come to think of it now, I mean, it could be your fault, JR. I mean, it says on your lease agreement that you're responsible for changing the air filters.
No, I do that.
No, are you actually every keeping up with the air filters?
I buy two every time I go.
Okay.
And I get one, so
because,
I have it.
I mean, if you're not, thanks, that's on
Lana.
You.
Were you the one that killed your garden this morning that you told us about? Because you thought it was ant spray, but actually was what?
Roundup.
Yeah. But I will tell you this. They are required to do... This is really strange about the whole thing. The Florida law does not require you to maintain air, but they are required to electricity, running water, secure roofs, doors, and windows, smoke detectors, trash removal, heat. The heater.
In Florida?
Hey, we'll take care of the heater. Get out of here. I need the AC. What is that? So if you are leasing your place, make sure that is in there, and because that's ridiculous.
If you could only have one, air conditioning or heat, which one would you take?
Air conditioning.
Okay. Yes. 100%. Because you can get under blankets.
Right. You can always,
true.
Well, I was going to say, you can always put more clothes on.
That's, I don't
you can
know.
Only it's, take so many off
when, true.
Until
when
you're arrested.
Cold, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It gets cold.
I know, but just bundle up. But anyway, I definitely want AC. What do you keep your tip at your house?
72.
Really?
That's low.
All righty. coming up, trending in Tampa Bay right now. Jimmy Allen going to be at the guitar pull. This is called Down Home. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QYK, JR, Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 24-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers!
USF grad.
Go Bulls!
His name is Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
The Publix Gasparilla Distance Classic, which happens in downtown Tampa. This will be happening February 24th through the 26th of next year. Well, the past few years, one was a virtual race. This year, there were only 4,000 runners in each of the races. Well, this coming year, there will be no restrictions, no requirements for vaccination proof, no mask. Those are optional, where they required proof for vaccination back in February. But this coming February, none of that. So that's great news for all the runners of the Publix Gasparilla Distance Classic, February 24th through the 26th in downtown Tampa. Always a great event. A lot of people come out for that. So it's a great weekend in downtown. NASA, the Artemis 1 launch date was supposed to be September the 23rd. Maybe. We've seen it before. Well, that's not happening. They're now going to try to shoot for September the 27th. If the 27th does work, there is a 70-minute window, which opens up at 11:37 a.m. If that can't happen, they are also looking for October the 2nd for the Artemis 1 launch date. This, if it does launch, finally, it'd be a 40-day mission and land back on Earth in November if it goes off at the proper date. Nobody's on it. It's just, you know, that's just what it is. So let's hope it goes off, because those are always fun to watch over there. And finally, Florida's minimum wage is going up on September the 30th. It will go up $1 to $11 an hour. This is part of the 2020 constitutional amendment that Florida voters approved. That will go up $1 per year on September 30th of that year until 2026, when it will reach $15 an hour.
Really?
So every year on September 30th, so next year, September 30th, 2023, it will be $12 an hour. And then that's when it's capped off at 15. So way higher than the federal minimum wage, which is $7.25.
Are you kidding me?
California, Massachusetts, and Connecticut will soon be $15 an hour at some point next year. So there's a few states higher, but we're doing well right here in the state of Florida.
Absolutely. Who could afford $7 an hour?
There are a lot of states still at that.
Ugh.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana Kevin here. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Looks a little overcast where we're at right now, so the rain could be popping off pretty quick. So be a little careful out there on the roads. Definitely going to get some this afternoon as well. Fun day today for sure, and I think the highlight for all of us was we got to highlight Dusty Slay. He's one of my favorite comedians, but I saw him do a breakdown of It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere, the Alan Jackson, Jimmy Buffett song. You have to watch the entire thing. It's up on our Facebook page right now. It is worth a watch. The way he breaks it down is so funny that you will listen to it. You know, because sometimes when you do this, you don't listen to it the same way, and it's kind of like, ugh, well, like what I did to You Proof last week. Right. I mean, that is not
well,
good.
I mean, we sing these lyrics over and over and over again, but do you really stop and break the song down and say to yourself, no, what actually is he really saying here? And that's what Dusty Slay does. He breaks it down, and it's pretty darn funny.
So he did it quite a bit this morning. I'll give you one clip of him talking about It's 5 O'Clock Somewhere.
He goes, at a moment like this, I can't help but wonder, what would Jimmy Buffett do? And not a weird question, I guess, but weird that Jimmy Buffett answers him. Has Jimmy Buffett been there the whole time? Jimmy Buffett just pops up. Funny you should ask, Alan. Jimmy Buffett tells him to keep drinking. But that's really what the kind of advice you want from Jimmy Buffett, you know? You got a real drinking problem. If Jimmy Buffett pops up and goes, you know what? You should probably shut it down.
So it's awesome. He goes through the whole song, and you will love it. Dusty Slay is his name. I showed this to Lana and Kevin a couple of days ago. They were rolling. So
what's weird is Jimmy Buffett answers. Yeah.
Funny you should ask, Alan. I love
but
that.
What do you think about the song? It's funny like yeah, just really, he just appears out of nowhere in the middle of the song. It's great.
There's a couple parts we couldn't play on the radio, but you'll see what I'm talking about. There is no cussing in it, but there's some adult content, but it's really, very funny.
It's hysterical.
It's so funny.
Well, listen, QYK Guitar Pole just about sold out.
Yes.
So listen, you got to get your tickets coming up at 11:35. Keith will have some for you. And then remember, your pre-sale code for Luke Combs, that email is being sent out tomorrow. So you have to sign up for Club QYK. I cannot stress that enough. Show is July 8th, but pre-sale code comes out tomorrow. So just go to 995QYK.com. Easy for you to say. Just go to 995QYK.com. Sign up for Club QYK. Boom, you get that pre-sale code. I'm done talking.
I like it. It's time to shut her down.
Yeah. Jimmy Buffett, where are you at? It's a good day to have a great day.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 995QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.